This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rasmus, when you look at the win over Edmonton, Draisaitl and McDavid are always going to get some chances, but it seemed like you guys limited them fairly well. What were you guys doing defensively to be able to limit their chances?
I think we were aggressive. As soon as you give them time and space, that's when they create a ton. We just made sure we had good gaps and we're tight on them in the D zone. I think we did a great job, and then Oopie made some huge saves too, which was good.
Were you guys more in sync? I mean, between the goaltender and the five-man defensive units, you know, being in sync and playing better defense?
Yeah, we tightened it up in the D zone. I mean, we talked a lot about D zone coverage before the game. We knew what type of play we were up against, so we were very aware of how the game was going to go.
What is your impression of Josh's first two games? He helped you get a game-winning goal last night.
Unbelievable. You know, you see how responsible he is out there, how much skill he got. You know, we're very lucky to have him. He's just going to continue to get better, and I'm super excited to have him here as a teammate.
Having not heard your reaction, what was your reaction to the deal and trading Dylan, a guy who was a key guy in the room here for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Cuzzy for a very long time now, and we created a good, really good relationship. It's tough for sure to see him go. You know, it's but it's part of the business, and I'm super excited to have Norris here. He's an unbelievable guy and unbelievable player. You know, it's it turned out really good because he's playing really well. He's playing really well, so it's part of the business, and I'm very happy that we got Norris.
Both Alex and Tage said it's kind of your guys' fault. If you guys had played better, maybe these things wouldn't be happening and the trades wouldn't be being made. He kind of took responsibility, saying it's on us that these guys are being traded.
Yeah, every year. You know, if team plays well, you usually not in this situation. And, you know, it's for sure on us. It's just how it is. And just haven't been good enough, and we got to continue to build.
There's a clip circulating on social media from the Spit and Chicklets podcast that said, if you guys don't figure this out soon, you want to be moved. Is that accurate?
Who?
All missing it.
Who wants to be moved?
You.
I want to be moved?
You said you asked it. You told Adam
that I want to be gone.
If it doesn't change.
I don't know what he's talking about. I have never said I want to out of here. I'm not happy where we're at. I don't want to lose. We have to get better. But I've never said I want out of here. I thought that was pretty clear.
Kevin talked last week about, you know, the meeting you guys had and how he kind of articulated the plan for you. And, you know, I assume you as the captain had some ideas too and where you want this franchise to go. What do you think needs to happen here?
I mean, we have to do a lot of stuff. But, you know, it takes everyday work. You got to do hard work every day. And, you know, we had a really good discussion. We were very honest with each other. Stuff has to change. That's how it is. And I absolutely hate losing. I don't think that's a part of who I want to be. So, you know, stuff has to change.
So you would definitely say, though, that podcast from Bissonnette is false?
That bugs me, actually. I get pissed off by that. I haven't even mentioned the word leave. So, that's just how it is.
So, now, I mean, you've said many times you're in this for the long haul and you want to be part of the solution. That obviously has not changed.
No, I'm a part of it. I haven't played good enough. We haven't won games, so I take responsibility too. But stuff has to change. That's the bottom line.
And what do you want to see from this team in the last 20 games? I mean, more. I assume more play like last night. But what can you accomplish in these 20 games?
We have to build. We have to get better every single day. Each individual has to get better. We have to play a better team game. I thought yesterday was a good game in the right direction. We were playing solid. We didn't try stuff at the end of the game. We were playing to win last game. So that's how you have to play to be able to win. We have to build. That's
what gives you hope. We look around this room. What gives you hope? What tells you it can be?
The guys are willing to do whatever it takes to get better. We have had a lot of discussion lately of what we have to do and how we have to move forward. And, you know, we're definitely not happy where we're at.
You've seen, you know, other guys here in the past, like, get worn out by losing, right? I mean, how do you as the captain now kind of make sure that doesn't happen to other guys in this room? We know, you know, how committed you are, but how do you make sure that doesn't kind of wear guys out?
You can't really affect it. If guys don't want to be here, then you don't want to be here. You can't really do anything about it, but I don't see that in this room. We have a lot of really, really good competitors who wants to turn this around, and that's what gives me the most hope.
Is that why Dylan was so emotional, because he didn't want to leave this room?
Yeah, he wanted to change this. He wanted to be a part of it. But like I said, it's a part of the business. And now Norris wants to be a part of this too. We've had discussions, and we have to turn this around. That's the bottom line.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.